Kevin McCullough. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Very, very important concern. Right, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right. We have made mention that there to you in the last week that there are people that are captive right now, that they're being held captive, that they're being held in slavery. And we're trying to set the captives free, but we really need your help. Give you an update on that right now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, glad to have you with us, and a big, busy Monday. There's lots of stuff going on. There's lots of stuff always going on, and maybe there's more concern in your mind and heart and life right now than there has been in recent years, because just the troubling times that we live in, I don't doubt any of that as being totally the case. But I am very, very concerned about something that we started talking with you about last week. Just on Tuesday of last week, but still last week. But I want to start on the upbeat. Thankful to those of you that have stepped forward and said, we are going to liberate someone who is in slavery. Kev, there's still slavery? Yes, there's still slavery. There are now 7 new individuals that that will have their freedom in a very short order, because the next impending liberation trip is always just around the corner. But there are 7 individuals that will have their freedom for life because of your generosity. So because someone picked up a phone and said, I want to give a gift that will set someone free, there's at least, at minimum, 7 slaves that have been liberated thus far. The challenge for us at AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA, is that our goal is to have at least another 93 of their fellow slaves and captives join them. And if we continue on this pace, we're not going to get there in time. When we do a slave liberation trip with CSI, Christian Solidarity International, is who we're talking about, it is a very multi-layered task. There's much preparation that goes into it. There is a lot of preparation that is required during it. And you certainly have to have the bags of hope packed and ready to go for when the slaves are liberated and they are helped to find their way home again to their original places where they were taken as slaves, sometimes dozens of years ago. And that's what we've been discussing with our good friend Todd Chapman at Christian Solidarity International right now. 93 slaves to go, and we desperately, desperately need your help right now. But Todd, the great thing about it is, we now know the need. We now know how urgent it is. And we have an opportunity to step right up and do something about it.
Beauty of it is that we have enough hearts and ears and wallets to make a big difference and free all 93 of these remaining slaves. And then some. You know, it's just going to involve everybody truly being obedient and faithful to whatever God lays on your heart and just give your best gift. Maybe that looks like $250, which frees a slave, one and done. I mean, you've freed a slave all on your own. Maybe you say, hey, I can't quite do that. Well, then just do what you can do, and God will bring along the other person or persons necessary to make that $250 freedom possible. But please don't sit on the sidelines. Yeah, we're celebrating, Kev, the 7 slaves freed. That is awesome. I mean, those are human beings who lives are going
forever
to be forever
changed.
Transformed and changed. Yep. So, you know, there's no way we can just put a price on that. But we are prayerful and hopeful that these remaining 93 can be freed as well. By the way, thank you to Richard from Ocean Grove for your gift. Scott from Manhattan gave. And we also heard from Marie. Maria from the Bronx. Thank you. And we've had all, you know, to my point earlier, we've had all sorts of different gifts. We've had people give $500. We've had several people give that $250 gift to free a slave. We've had other people give $50, $100. You do what God lays on your heart, but it's important that you do something, because I really believe with all my heart that this is something that all Christians need to be, number one, aware of, number two, involved with. Mm. Because if we think about our own story, we may not have been physically enslaved, but we were certainly spiritually and psychologically enslaved and captive to our sin. And so that same Jesus that set us free wants to set these slaves free, and he invites us to be a part of the process. What a beautiful invitation from Christ our Savior to be a part of his transformative work. So would you pray about what you would be able to do, and then get on board right now, 800-222-5909. 800-222-5909. Could I encourage you to give your gift right now? You're hearing the appeal. You're hearing the invitation now. And I don't know about you, but kind of the way I'm wired sometimes, Kev, I hear that and I'm like, mental note, I'm going to do that later today.
Yep.
And then life gets in the way.
I really mess that up every time I do it. Like I say, I'm going to do it, and then I end up not doing it. But to your point, here we are at the top of the hour. If we could see 20 slaves be liberated this hour, that would be such remarkable progress.
So
and
good.
We would be about 25% of the way, a little over 25% of the way to our goal. But what that requires is everyone listening saying, okay, I've heard some of the stories, I've heard some of the cause, I've heard about the expansion that CSI works. That in the past we've only talked about Sudan, but now I know it's in 18 countries. And that there are slaves in many different places that are held under different circumstances, and CSI is trying to impact all of those. And the cost to liberate one slave and to really, more than the liberation, give them the tools for what they need to start their next chapter of life with. The bulk of that 250 that goes per person to the freedom goes to what's called the bag of hope, and it's everything in there that they need to start their life over, from food to eat, to seed to plant for future food, to tools to use, whether it be fishing or cooking or gardening utensils. But there's a whole set of things that they'll need for all of those, whether it's the tarps and the blankets to help protect from the weather, whether it is the little she-goat that will provide a sense of commerce for the freed slave, giving them a job and a means of income. For example, these are all parts of that $250 gift. And when you make it right now, again, an impending liberation with CSI is always just around the corner. They do about four a year. And here in the spring, there's always a major one planned. We can't tell you exactly when it's going to happen, because that would tip off concerns that we have about the people that are holding them and so forth. The idea is to have it ready so that when the slaves arrive back at the CSI recovery camp, they have everything they need to finish their journey the rest of the way to their home and to start their life over again. And that bag of hope, friends, I dare you to go buy all those things and try to do it for under $250. You can. Mm-hmm. I've already priced it out. I've seen it for myself. The grain and the seed and the goat alone are in excess of $500 to $700, if just in value of just that stuff by itself. So just know that CSI has a lot of partners. They're providing a lot of this stuff, the transportation to get it there. But the importance of having it ready, having it assigned for each slave that is liberated, that's the beauty of that $250 gift. And if you can't do it all in one chunk, I certainly understand that. The McCulloughs have had to budget and plan and do other things to try to figure out how we would give to those causes that we felt most importantly about. But I will tell you, if one of the simple solutions to that is to say, okay, maybe I can't do $250 right now, but I could do $125 this month and $125 next month, boom, you've liberated a slave. Maybe I could do $50 a month for 5 months, boom. That you can give your gift in that fashion, that'll take care of one slave. But could you ask yourself the question, is it possible for me to be one of the 20 slaves that we want to see liberated this hour, right here, right now? Because we can't put this off any longer. The liberation is impending. It's around the corner. We want to make sure that all of the supplies are necessary, that all of the bags of hope are ready. All those little she-goats are running around neighing, meh. We want to make sure that we have them all in place. We need your help right now. 800-222-5909. 800-222-5909 or go to WMCA.com. That's 800-222-5909 or WMCA.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Now more than ever, I want you to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. These are just natural food in a vegetarian capsule, and they've got tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. In fact, the daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in it. And Balance of Nature will give you access, if you call today, to your own health coach at no additional charge because they just want you to live a healthy life. Call your personal health coach and discuss any questions and concerns you may have. This is a tremendous service that the Howard family, the originators of Balance of Nature, provide to you at no charge. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. And remember, the best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. Start your journey to a better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Mission.
Faith and knowledge come together at Alliance University. Don't just live for God, work for Him too. At Alliance University, formerly named Nyack College, you'll be equipped to integrate your faith and field of study, whether you're hoping to be a nurse, teacher, pastor, singer, scientist, or CEO. At Alliance University, you'll get all the benefits of learning in New York City without having to compromise your Christian values in the pursuit of higher education. Our diverse faith-based community is committed to academic excellence as well as personal transformation and social change. Our faculty will care equally about your intellectual and spiritual growth, and they'll prepare you to excel in your career. And if you're worried you can't afford a private education, don't. The majority of our students qualify for and receive financial aid. So don't wait any longer. Get ready to put faith in your future. Visit us online at allianceu.edu to apply, transfer credits, or learn more. That's allianceu.edu. Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Today on Hey Culligan, smooth skin and soft hair comes from where? Here's Mike.
Hey Culligan, I've tried every conditioner, lotion, and body wash known to man, and my skin still feels like sandpaper.
It could be your water, Mike.
Oh, that's harsh.
More like hard water. Are you interested in smart, high-efficiency water softeners from Culligan Water?
Huh?
Want baby smooth skin and soft, luxurious hair?
Yeah, can you hurry? I have a date tonight.
We're already on the way, Mike. Let us help you out with the free in-home water test from a local Culligan Water expert at Culligan.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
WMCA welcomes the new show, More Like Jesus, with Pastor Dave Gustafson.
The missing piece to all of this is Jesus. And here's why. Because Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And by doing that, he connected us with the power of God.
Listen Monday through Friday evenings at 6:30.
And I realize that to the world, it seems foolish, but it's not. It is the key to all of this.
More Like Jesus on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Can we find 20 people who will step up and free 20 slaves this hour? A family, a Sunday school class, a small group, you could all combine and go in on it. But could we liberate 20 slaves this hour? 800-222-5909. That's the goal. 800-222-5909. A little over 40 minutes left in the hour. We need your help to get there. Todd Chapman, the most motivating thing in my own heart was when I heard stories of the types of lives that we actually were liberating and the things that had happened to them while they were in captivity. Give us the example of one.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm looking at a beautiful picture of a young woman and holding her baby. Her name is Adut. But it's interesting because she's smiling and she looks so healthy and whole and happy in this photo. But that wasn't always the case. I think it's evidence of the story I'm about to tell you about how God delivered her through CSI and someone like you. But she was a child when Islamist raiders grabbed her. She was on her way to her sister's house and she was taken to a camp. And once she got there, one of the first things that she saw was a bunch of dead bodies. And the captors, those who had kidnapped her, made it a point to point to those bodies and say, those are the ones that tried to escape. And if you try to escape, you're going to end up just like them. So they set the tone from word one that you're not getting out of here. We will kill you if you try. So she's taken to northern Sudan. A man took her into his house where she was forced to sleep all by herself on the kitchen floor. But then she was beaten regularly, no reason at all. Can you imagine just going about, you know, your tasks for the day, and the master comes in and just starts wailing at you for no reason? Can you imagine the fear, not just the physical brutality of that, but the psychological fear, wondering when the next beating is going to come? Racial slurs, all sorts of racial slurs by the family, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, physical abuse, all on this young girl. She suffered this day in and day out, nothing short of atrocious, until it got worse. She was genitally mutilated by her captor as well. She was raped. She ended up bearing four children to her Islamic captor in her more than 10 years of enslavement. And then the children that she bore, they were taken away from her. Three of the four taken away. But she finally, God opened the door for her to escape in the middle of the night with one of her kids. And that's just one story. Kevin, there are hundreds, thousands of stories just like that, because CSI, in more than 25 years of working to free these Sudanese slaves, has freed more than 100,000 of these slaves, but there are still tens of thousands more with horrific stories like that. And that's why there's an urgency here, because, you know, frankly, there may well come a day for many of these slaves where the slave owner just says, well, I'm done. And this person has no value to them. So they might just end their life at any given moment. Lives truly do hang in the balance. And so this is just such a powerful opportunity. I really believe that God has you hearing this in this moment because he wants you to do something. So please don't let this invitation pass you by. And, you know, whether you can give $250 to free one slave like Adut, but I want to put a challenge out there. And we see this in every campaign here on WMCA. There's always people that God has given you the capacity and the heart to free multiple slaves. And I want to put that challenge, that invitation out there right now. Could you give $1,000? You would free four slaves. That would be absolutely amazing. Maybe you could do even more. Maybe you do a monthly gift of a couple hundred bucks a month for the next 12 months. You could free 10 slaves if you did it that way. And with 93 more people that we want to see freed here, just as soon as possible. It's going to take some leaders like that to step forward and let God use you in a powerful way. And then it's also going to take those of you who can, you know, give whatever you can, $250, $100, $50, $500, maximum participation to make sure that these people get the freedom that they're praying for, that they're hoping for, and that God ultimately wants to provide for them.
I think we could do 20 slaves this hour, friends. I've seen it happen before, actually. I remember a couple of years ago, we did 35 slaves in 1 hour, and there was just a great moving of God on people's hearts saying, I don't want people to live in slavery anymore. I don't want them to be mutilated by slave masters. I mean, think about the inhumane lack of dignity that is involved in a slave master telling a young girl, you have to go circumcise yourself, and we don't even have clean utensils for you to use. You have to use this rusty lid of a tin can, and you got to go do it in that creek down there that the cattle and everybody else use for everything that they have to do. I mean, it's just really horrific. Some of these girls have nearly died from that procedure alone. But this is one of those make or break moments, friends, where we know that we can do so much more if we work together. And so we're asking you to look inside your heart. You've heard some of these stories. You've been thinking about it. Only you know what God is telling you to do right now. But please listen and take that action right now. Don't put it off for another few minutes or even another day. Put it into work right now. Here's the phone number, 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909. And that just takes a couple of minutes with the operator. If you would rather go person free, maybe you're kind of like me and sometimes you're a little bit of a curmudgeon, you don't want to talk to people, you can just go on WMCA.com and click the info there and make your gift that way. Both of them 100% secure. CSI doesn't sell your information. Nobody ever does anything like that. CSI is one of the most trustworthy organizations I have ever worked with. And that's why the McCulloughs personally give on a monthly basis to CSI. We believe in the work that they're doing. And we believe, Todd, it's interesting. One of the catchwords that people throw around a lot these days is justice. Everybody wants justice, social justice, the injustice of what's happening in different places based on people's race or color of their skin. If you want to make a difference on something that really does matter and really does address that issue, then set a slave free. I mean, what more perfect answer could the church have than to say, you know what, Jesus came to set me free. I'm going to follow his example and set someone else free right now. 800-222-5909, 1-800-222-5909, or WMCA.com.
800-222-5909. It will just take a couple minutes of your time. And, man, you're going to feel so amazing after you give your gift, knowing that God used you to change the trajectory of a person's life. I was listening over the weekend to Louis Giglio at Passion City Church, and he was just talking about the story, right? And sometimes it's easy to feel like what we're going through in the moment of our story is the story. But in fact, it's just a chapter in the story. And God is always at work to redeem our story and rewrite our story. God has a beautiful story for all of our lives, for your life, for my life, and for these slaves' lives. And so they're in a moment in the story. But isn't it cool that God invites us to be a part of authoring the rest of that story through his power, through his provision? And this is the opportunity for you to do that. So whether your best gift is $250 and you and your family single-handedly free a slave, if you can do that, that would be amazing. Three people doing that in this moment, man, three miracles right there. Or whether you can do part of that, or like that challenge I put out a couple minutes ago, maybe God has just really blessed you abundantly, and you know that you could give a $1,000 gift and instantly free four slaves. Whatever your number is, can you get excited about this? Can you help rewrite people's story, liberate them in Jesus' name? That's what this is all about. 800-222-5909.
800-222-5909, or go to WMCA.com. As Todd said, either way, doesn't take more than a couple of minutes. But you are setting a captive free in the name of Jesus and for posterity. They don't get recaptured. This is a for life kind of deal. And you do it for the single price of $250, which is still less than the value of all the things that we give them for their life to start over again. All right, make that call right now. We're going to take this break. When we come back, we're seeking number 20 of the slaves that we're trying to free this hour. Please help us. 800-222-5909. 800-222-5909. Hi, Kevin McCullough. And every week, I promise you, we are going to talk with the mortgage experts that I know and trust, Mike Raikman and Brian Sheely. Fellowship Home Loans is who you know them as. And Mike Raikman rejoins us. And Mike, you know, the election's past us now. There's a lot of problems still in the markets. What is happening in the housing market, and is consumer confidence taking a hit?
Yeah, you know, what's happened now is we had such a seller's market for such a long period of time. Anyone that was in the market buying a house throughout 2020 and 2021 knew that they were going to be paying well above and beyond what the asking price was. Well, we're starting to see that shift now, Kevin, and we're starting to see it go back to the buyer side. So there's not as much competition, and sellers are giving concessions and things like that. So it really has been a nice shift. But one thing always to keep in mind, even though the interest rates are much higher, if you paid $100,000 over asking price and your rate was 2.5%, you still pay less if you pay $30,000 under asking price and your rate 7%. So there's a little food for thought.
Yeah, no, that's very encouraging, because I know that people still need to find good housing. So let's make sure they know that. And the thing I love about Fellowship Home Loans, guys, is that if you call Mike and Brian, you don't go through some other middleman. You're not going to be a file that sits on someone's desk in a bank office. These guys pick up the phone. They deal with you directly. Their staff are experts, and they are the direct lenders. So there is no middleman to go through. They get your loan processed faster. They get you approved quicker, and you can take advantage of what you need to do even more quickly. Call them this week, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-7283, if you like the numbers. 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE. Mike Raikman, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a great day.
This is Albert Mohler for townhall.com. We have just passed the one-year mark of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Joe Biden went to Kyiv in an effort to demonstrate support for Ukraine and President Zelensky. The headlines and toll of the war provoked some big questions, such as, where in the world do we go from here? Zelensky is clear he wants his nation to be made whole, regaining all the territory that the Russians have threatened or invaded and, in some cases, now occupied. That is not likely to happen. Gerard Baker, writing in the Wall Street Journal, asked a great question. Will the Ukraine war push the West toward a new realism? The alternative to realism is what's called idealism, two poles that have defined American foreign policy. Gerard Baker writes, quote, privately, the president needs to convey some of that hard-headed realism he claims he's brought to more than a half century of foreign policy debates. Ukraine has every right to defend its territory, but it doesn't have a right to American money and materiel to prosecute a conflict without end. A dose of hard-headed realism is what we need.
Hello, this is John Leventhal. I am a partner in the law firm of Idala, Bertuna & Kamens. I have been a lawyer for 43 years, including 13 years as a trial judge and 13 years as an appellate judge. I have presided over almost every kind of civil and criminal case, and I have seen litigants facing almost every legal problem you can imagine. What is the most important thing for a litigant to do? It is to obtain the right lawyer, someone with the ability to navigate you through the court system and achieve the best possible outcome. At Idala, Bertuna & Kamens, that is what we offer. When I was on the bench, Idala, Bertuna & Kamens earned the reputation of being the boutique law firm that fights passionately for their clients in the most professional manner in both civil and criminal cases. I am proud to be a member of the Idala, Bertuna & Kamens law firm, where our lawyers will give you the powerful representation you all deserve.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
He's Todd Chapman from Christian Solidarity International. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're glad to have you with us. Todd, we've told a few stories, but I will never forget the very first one that was told to me of the liberation that a longtime friend of CSI, her name was Pastor Heidi McGinnis, and she worked with them. She went on trips. She went on the slave liberation trips. She met them at the border and would have the conversations through interpreters directly with the women that were being liberated. And it was... it was just an amazing thing for her to recount those trips. I'll never forget her telling me about the first slave that she really made a memory in her heart, and her name was Achok. And you know, some of these names in Sudan, they sound a little bit odd. You know, we talked about Adut earlier and Achok, and there's a lot of kind of different sounding names and what we would sound right to our ear. But this was a woman that had been taken as a young girl when they had traveled north with her to captivity. She witnessed the deaths of her brother and her father. She witnessed the rape of her mother and the other sister that was traveling with her. And eventually she, of course, witnessed her own rape. It was assigned to a slave master who was eminently cruel for many years, more than a dozen years. The slave master's wife hated her more than the slave master did, and would beat her and call her this name that we can't even really say it on American broadcast because it's so vulgar. But it's a form of a dog, and it combines a bunch of different vulgarity with it. And this would be what how she was treated every day, every single day, for year after year after year after year. And one day when she was doing her work, she got wind that there was a retriever, an Arab retriever, that had come to the house and had talked to the slave master. And the retriever came to her after he had talked to the slave master, and he said, "Get your things, we're going to go." And she was a little incredulous. She didn't know what was going on. She was thinking she was going to be someone else's slave now. And after a few hours, it became evident that they had a long journey in front of them, and there were more women that joined the force as they came back towards the south. And as they got to the place where they would ultimately be in safety, she began to cry. She began to realize that for the first time, that cruel existence of just nonstop abuse, mentally, verbally, spiritually, sexually, physically, every single way she could be abused. She wasn't allowed to keep her name. She was told she had to become a Muslim. She wasn't allowed to keep her faith. She wasn't allowed to keep the skin of her genitals. She wasn't allowed to keep anything that was hers. And when she got to that place of safety and she was able to tell her story to Pastor Heidi, at one point, Pastor Heidi said, "You know, what do you want? What do you most want?" And she thought she was going to say, "Oh, I want to see my sister again, or be back in the village where I grew up," or any number of things. She thought she just assumed that that's what Achok was going to tell her. And Achok took her by the shoulders and she looked her in the eye and she said, "I want you to not stop until everyone is out." With tears coming down her face. And in all of that joy that she was releasing and realizing for the first time, her life was going to be different. Her treatment had been so awful, so bad, so intense, that she said, "We have to get the others too." She said, "Thank you to the Americans who freed me. Thank you to the Christians who gave. But tell them not to stop until everyone is out." And that left such an impression upon me for all these years. And that's been the story of CSI. 185,000 slaves probably at the peak of the slavery in Sudan. And now probably less than 40,000 remain. But that means that there are 40,000 that we need to help. And we're trying to get 100 of those done right now. But friends, we just can't do it without you.
800-222-5909, online at WMCA.com. Either way works, and you can give your best, most generous gift. And man, Kev, you know, when we hear these stories and hear you sharing that, I'm just reminded and a little bit convicted about the fact that I think one of the challenges that we face as American Christians is, and I think one of the ways the Bible says it is losing the joy of our salvation, right? And I was reminded of this because over the weekend we went and saw that new Jesus Revolution movie, and it was really, really moving. But one of the things that struck me was the you could see as they depicted, you know, the hippies in the late 60s, part of the Jesus movement. Man, you could just see their fervor, their passion, their gratitude for what Jesus had done in their life. He had completely transformed their lives. And I just, personally, it reinvigorated me because it's like we should never lose that. And if we do, we need to pray and get it back. And by the way, God gives it back. We just need to say, "God, I feel like I've kind of lost my passion, lost my fervor. God, remind me of what you've done for me and refuel my tank so that I will proclaim your gospel and show your love." And man, I can't think of a more powerful way to do that than what we're bringing before you today, to literally free physically someone who has been enslaved most of their life. A lot of these women, these girls, they were taken captive when they were girls. They've known nothing but slavery. but now you can free them and set them on a path to a new life in the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on, church. Let's rise up. Everyone can be a part of this. 800-222-5909. 800-222-5909.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Numbers most important for prostate cancer treatment. 1, excellent results. 2, avoiding robotic surgery. 3, maintaining sexual function. 4, keeping urinary control. 5, avoiding robotic surgery's penis shortening. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Our goals of prostate cancer treatment for you. I'm Dr. Lederman. Men with prostate cancer wish great results, avoiding robotic surgery, maintaining sexual and urinary life, and penis integrity. Meet Dr. Lederman to learn more. For free booklet DVD, call 212-CHOICES, all outpatient, 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurance, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES. Decades of experience treating thousands with prostate cancer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Results, avoiding robotic surgery, quality of life, penis integrity. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You'll be number one with Dr. Lederman. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
A good work partner knows what you need before you need it. That's how it feels when you work with Cintas. Your dedicated Cintas service reps get to know your business and have the industry knowledge that can help you prepare for what's ahead. They'll deliver your team's workwear freshly laundered. Make sure your first aid and safety supplies, mats, mops, and towels are stocked when you need them. And your fire extinguishers are inspected and in working order. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
TV news. It's a love-hate relationship. Well, let's be honest. More hate. We agree. That's why we're different. Salem News Channel has assembled the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. Home to Charlie Kirk, Hugh Hewitt, Eric Metaxas, and more. There's finally a place on TV for lovers of freedom like you. Watch anytime, on any screen, free, 24-7. Find what you're looking for at snc.tv. That's snc.tv.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Inflation is out of control. Grocery bills are insane. Rates on consumer debt, credit cards, charge cards, installment loans are the highest they've been in years. Something has got to give. Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. If you've found the home of your dreams but are concerned about the mortgage rates, you need to give my friends Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely over at Fellowship Home Loans a call. 1-800-804-SAVE. That's 1-800-804-SAVE. Or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Fellowship Home Loans has access to multiple down payment assistance programs. Consolidating that high interest debt into your mortgage could help you save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars each month. FHL has access to home equity lines of credit if you're in need of cash quickly. They also have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star reviews from happy clients online. So don't delay. 1-800-804-SAVE. That's 1-800-804-SAVE. Or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Nationwide mortgage, equal housing lender, ANMLS 819382. Licensed mortgage bankers, NYS Department of Financial Services. Hi, Kevin McCullough. What does the perfect wedding entail? Just you, the love of your life, your guests, and the iconic New York City skyline. Sound too good to be true? It's not. You can say I do, all with gorgeous views of the New York City skyline in the distance on board the Atlantis Yacht of New York Cruises. Call 212-633-1231 to book your unforgettable event today. New York Cruises is the premier unique wedding venue. They have a dedicated staff of experienced hospitality professionals who can provide you with wedding cruise event planning services every step of the way. Call 212-633-1231 to book your unforgettable event today. Your guests will dine in style on the main deck, sky deck, and lounge deck with 360-degree views of the Manhattan skyline. The Atlantis of New York Cruises is the perfect venue for corporate events, weddings, engagement and anniversary parties, reunions, retirement parties, birthdays, bar or bat mitzvahs, you name it. Call 212-633-1231 to book your unforgettable event today or visit newyorkcruises.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Setting captives free for a one-time gift. That's what we're doing today. $250 sets a literal captive free. And did you know that slavery is worse now across the globe than it's ever been in human history? Todd Chapman, I know you're a little bit new to the whole slavery issue within the last year. You've taken it on as a new personal interest and conviction for yourself. And you were surprised to find out that, and I think a lot of people listening would be right now, that there are more slaves in slavery on planet Earth than there have ever been in human history. Yeah. And yet there's no one addressing it except an organization called CSI. I mean, I guess there's a few others that are dealing with specific versions of it. But this is a passion that drives the CSI staff. It keeps them up at night. And it's in 18 different countries where they work.
Yeah, CSI has been doing this for more than three decades now, and there are a number of, actually a growing number of great organizations, faith-based, that are doing, you know, this work as well in different parts of the world. And frankly, we need that. The world needs that. Because, Kev, to your point, whether it be sex trafficking or just, you know, human slavery, it's growing around the world. Sex trafficking, for example, is the fastest growing form of organized crime on the planet, and it's gotten way worse because of COVID and now global inflation, because a lot of times what ends up happening is people that are impoverished, they're preyed upon and they become victimized by slavery. As a matter of fact, I wanted to share this story with you. By the way, 800-222-5909, online, WMCA.com. Click on the CSI banner. See, we've been talking a lot this hour about freeing slaves from Sudan, and that's been something that's, you know, a very unique area where CSI is specialized and the only organization working in that area. So that's awesome. Need to definitely keep that as the tip of the spear. But we also do work in other parts of the world, 18 countries. Kev said it a minute ago. Just got a great story from Pakistan, where we, thanks to a very generous donor, just were able, right before Christmas, at the end of last year, to liberate a man and his wife and young children who were in a different form of slavery. He grew up, as many people do in countries like India and Pakistan, working in doing manual labor. He worked, happened to work in a brick factory. And his parents worked there before him. So he grew up in that. And what happens, they're paid just terribly poor wages, not even enough to be able to feed their family. So inevitably what happens is these workers have to go to their boss and say, hey, can I borrow some money? Well, the second they do that, that business owner slash slave owner now has them. For oftentimes just a couple hundred dollars American, these people are in debt for life. And that is a situation that Salim's parents got themselves into. And when they died, that debt fell to Salim. And so here's Salim. He's working his fingers to the bone. He's got a wife now. She's working there. His young boy, I think 4 or 5 years old, was beginning to work in the brick factory as well. And he's got an infant daughter. And he's looking into the future saying, I'm never going to be able to get my kids out of here. I can't pay my debt. But CSI came along, and thanks to the very generous funding of a donor, they paid his debt in full. Also bought he and his wife a mule and a cart and set them up in their own little business selling fruit and vegetables off of this cart, all in the name of Jesus. Is that a beautiful picture of what you can be a part of today? Setting captives free, whether they be in Pakistan or Sudan. This is the business that CSI is in. And frankly, this is the business that every follower of Jesus needs to be in. And you can do that, because it doesn't matter whether you give $25 or $2,500, you can invest in God working through CSI to set captives free. And I just, you know, you can tell by the tone of my voice, I'm passionate about this, because Kevin, we in America, we are so incredibly blessed. And Christians in America, I believe that we're blessed because God wants to use us to make a difference in the world, setting captives free and all sorts of other ministry work that needs to be done, because the world is dark and time is short. So please don't sit on the sideline. Kevin and I have said it, but if every person listening to us right now would just give, as you are able, just give your best gift right now, so many slaves would be freed even during this program, and that's what we need to have happen.
Yeah, our goal is 20 additional slaves being freed today. 1-800-222-5909, but it will not happen if we sit on the sidelines. And friends, we've had about a week to kind of marinate in these stories and understand the problem. Now comes the time where we have to start implementing the solution. And the reason that it's urgent is because just around the corner, there is another liberation that is pending, that is imminent. And kind of exciting, Todd, for the last couple of liberations, we have for the first time, CSI has been able for the first time to actually retrieve some of the children that had previously not been allowed to leave the slave master's homes because the slave master removes the child from the slave mother as soon as it's weaned and says, no, this is our kid. We've actually been able to liberate some of those, and some of those are starting to come and be reunited with their mothers. And your gift could be liberating one of those children today. Friends, we need your help. 800-222-5909. 800-222-5909. You can also do it online at WMCA.com. But if we had 20 additional slaves liberated this hour, that would put us overall at just beyond 25% of our goal. And we would be able to, you know, within the time left in the campaign, be able to hopefully, by God's grace, see every one of these 100 slaves that we know about, we've identified, we're ready to liberate. We just need the goods to give them when they are liberated. We need the tarps and the blankets. We need the goats. We need the grain. We need the seed. We need the gardening tools, the cooking tools, the fishing tools, all the stuff that they will receive that will help support their life once they're back and self-determining in the places where they live. But we cannot do this without your help right now. 1-800-222-5909. $250 sets one captive free. Perhaps you could take a very challenging challenge today and say, could I liberate a slave a month for the next year? $250 each month would do that. But over the course of 12 months, you'd liberate 12 individuals. That would be an amazing gift for you to give those 12 individuals. And we are so grateful for the ones that have already been liberated. You can't put a dollar amount on that, Todd Chapman. Every life, every heart that is liberated does not go back into slavery, is able to worship God freely, as the Christians never wish to give up when they're taken into captivity. They're told they have to give up their name and worship the Islamic faith because their slave master is Islamic. But that is, they're able to reclaim their Christian faith and identity when we set them free. But we can't set them free without your help. 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909. It doesn't take more than a couple of minutes. Or you can go to WMCA.com, which is equally as efficient. WMCA.com or 800-222-5909. Please go and call right now. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Would you like a career in the legal field making great money without having to go to law school? One that allows you the flexibility to choose where you work, for whom, and how frequently? Well, there's a high-powered and lucrative career that you really do need to know about: court reporting. Court reporters and captioners are in higher demand than ever before. Court systems, schools, television stations, they're all looking for these professionals to record and caption everything from depositions to court cases to live events. The NCRA has partnered up with Plaza College to offer a free 2-week virtual seminar that gives you a glimpse into the world of court reporting and captioning. The program is called A to Z, and it's being offered free and can be completed from the convenience of your home. Sign up today by emailing info@plazacollege.edu. That's info@plazacollege.edu. info@plazacollege.edu.
Listen to Global Spiritual Revolution Radio with Bishop Larry Gators. Bishop Gators is 100% pro-Christ, pro-life, pro-Constitution, pro-U.S., and pro-President Donald Trump. Tune in Monday nights at 9:30 on AM 570 WMCA. Don't miss it.
Want more AM 570 The Mission? Take us on the go with our Listen Live feature at AM570TheMission.com or download our AM 570 The Mission app today. Just go to the iPhone App Store or Google Play Store and search AM 570 The Mission.
Listen to your favorite Christian programs anytime on the One Place app. Download and listen offline. Stream to your car or automated home device. Download One Place at Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I can't make heads or tails of elder law or estate care, and I got to tell you, Mike Connors does. That's why I want you to get your questions asked from him every Thursday on my show, Kevin McCullough Radio. Just email your question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call 718-238-6500. Then listen to Mike's show Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 The Mission and FM 102.3, and Sunday mornings starting at 11 on AM 970 The Answer.
you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We're all so very busy these days. I know how that is. My weekend with my kids is just jam-packed. Everything gets busy. Everything gets full. That's why I don't want you to put off something for later. That's why I want you to say no. I've been thinking about it right now. I've prayed about it. I know what God wants me to do. I'm supposed to give a gift. I even know the amount. And I'm not going to put it off until later. I'm going to get it done right now. 1-800-222-5909. Todd Chapman, there is a very biblical side to taking these needs seriously and to responding in an urgent fashion.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, every one of us were at one point in time enslaved. We were slaves to sin. We were born that way with the sin nature. And God, thanks to his son, Jesus Christ, has liberated us, has given us freedom. And, you know, we are called to do the same thing. And we do that in various ways, certainly by showing the love of Jesus and sharing our faith and telling our story about how we were once captive to sin, but God freed us. But also we now, and maybe you didn't know that this slavery was still a thing, but it is a huge blight on humanity and something that we all can make a difference in. If every person within the sound of my voice right now would just give your best gift, I don't even begin to know or could quantify how many people could be freed right now in this moment through CSI. By the way, thank you to Ula from Bronx, who just got on board, and Lucille from Howell. We are almost out of time in this program, but there's still time for you and three other people to jump in and give a generous gift to help free a slave through CSI. $250 gets that done. Please give your best gift right now. 800-202-5909.
Yeah, 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909. If you want to give online, it's certainly convenient, and I understand, WMCA.com. Click on the CSI banner at the top of the page. Super simple to follow through on. But Todd, I so appreciate just your heart in this. Because I think you're right. I think that we have to reacclimate ourselves to the understanding that this is real. There are captives. They are held against their will. There is great evil being done to them. There are names being eradicated from their lives. There are memories they are trying to brainwash away from them. They are trying to strip them of their actual identity through female circumcision and other things where it's just the most cruel experience that you can imagine. And as bad and as harsh and as negative and as dark as that all is, when you give them that liberating knowledge that they are going to be free physically and they are free to return to worshiping Jesus and to have their name back and to have their life to some degree be given back into their hands, there is an unleashing of joy that is comparable to the positive of what that deep, dark negative has been in their life previously. And friends, you make that happen. You're literally the light switch. Your gift, $250, takes them from darkness to light. It takes them from death into life, new life, life that they had given up on ever knowing again. Friends, please don't let this hour end without you deciding just how many slaves or captives you want to free today. 1-800-222-5909. 800-222-5909. Kevin McCullough, go right now. 800-222-5909.